Stacy Lowe and Brian Amon on the line. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have been talking.
Good morning, guys.
We've been talking about housing all morning.
Yep.
I don't know how it happened that way. It just did. So this is like a perfect, you know, preamble to what you guys are going to give us here from the Greenwich Association of Realtors. Statistics for the month of February. Who wants to take it, Stacy or Brian or?
Stacy.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and jump in. So for the month of February, we saw 25 single-family residential closings. That's across all areas of Greenwich. And compared to February 2024, there were 17 closings, so it is an increase. The median sale price increased around just over 12% to $3.8 million, and that is up from $3.35 million in February 24. The average days on market was 77, and that's a 35% increase from 57 days in February 24. There were 52 new single-family listings brought to the market last month, and that is a 7.14% decrease in new listings when you compare to the year prior when there were 56. And at month end, active single-family inventory totaled 113 units, and that is a 25% decrease from February 24 when there were 151 units available. And when we look at condos and co-ops, we saw 13 closings reported across all areas of Greenwich, and that's compared to only 10 closings in February, so a slight increase there. Median sale price increased just over 5% to $875,000, up from $832,000 in 2024. And the average days on market were for condos and co-ops was 75, and that's an increase from 32 days in February 24. 22 new condo and co-op units brought to the market last month, and that's an increase of 57% compared to the 14 new listings that were brought in February 24. And at month end, active condo and co-op inventory totaled 34 units, and that's a 17% increase from February 24 when there were 29 units. And in terms of where we're at right now, as of close of business yesterday, we saw that there are 54 single-family homes pending and 18 condo and co-op sales waiting to close.
Would you say that the mass influx of people coming in from New York City, is that still true? Do you think that that's still driving up the prices? Or would you say it's just locals that are just changing houses that are driving it up?
I'll take that one. I being out there right now, the majority of the impact is definitely still coming from the city. I mean, the number, it was funny. We had a listing this past weekend, and the majority of the bidders that I had, not all, but the majority, were from Brooklyn and still in that early phase. There were some others who lived in town, had left the property, coming back with them. They were renting locally and wanted to buy again. So it was a mixture, but if you had to tip it towards one or the other, it was the New York City buyers who were still here and still very interested in getting a home here.
Guys, this is normally like the busy season, right? I mean, spring is, this is like prime time for you guys.
It is. It is. And, you know, it's funny, as you heard Stacy going over those stats, you can hear how the number of listings are down, the number of sales are up. Obviously, everything pushing in a direction where it's going to be pressuring prices and the obvious upward direction. But there was one stat in there that Stacy mentioned where she said that the days on market for single family homes had gone up.
I was just going to ask you about that. Is that is doubling? That's so funny, because I said, as she listed the amount that it increased, I said, well, I don't know if that's a lot. Is that a lot, a 50% increase?
It is, but there's a context for it. Even the weakness of that number, if you look at it, we had in the month of February 6 closings. Now, that measure, I should back up, of days on market, pertains to properties that sold, that closed. And so if you look at September, we had 6 properties close over $10 million versus the year prior, there's only 2. And those kinds of homes have a longer trade, you know, they take a longer to get the contract. that is where that increase comes from. So if you look at the decrease, it's a weak number, that actually is a sign of strength in our luxury market above 10 million, which is, you have to look below the numbers to kind of see it. But that's actually what's happening, at least in the single family market, which is interesting.
So, Stacey, what advice do you have then for people who are entering, who are brave enough to enter this market?
So be prepared. And this is something I know Brian can speak to it a little bit more because he's seen some situations, but I'll say definitely get your ducks in a row, be prepared, and work with an experienced realtor. And Brian has some more context he can add to that because he's been in some situations recently where he's seen firsthand the difference that it can make.
It's remarkable. I mean, the agents who are out there representing buyers are getting those buyers lined up. They have everything from pre-approvals, proof of funds, even to an inspector sometimes, ready to go when that offer goes in. And that, honestly, makes all the difference to a seller. Seeing that organized approach and knowing where you have to be, that you're right, it's very competitive. And these experienced agents, I think, are showing where they make a difference. And they're the best bidders that I've had so far.
Guys, I really appreciate you joining us. Matt, did you have one other question?
My question had to do with something that you had just said earlier. At the higher end of the market, that's about in that $10 million category, what type of buyer really are you seeing for that type of property?
You mean as far as where are they coming from?
Yeah.
Or what is there?
Yeah.
That's your, it's almost getting the trophy property with some of those. But those buyers normally have another home in the city, and they're looking for one in the in Greenwich as well, or somewhere else. They have multiple homes, and they're looking for a beautiful place to go to, even if it's just on the weekends, even if it's just the summertime. But they have no problem putting their money into the real estate market, and we're seeing them. So, you know, you do have some of those who are primary homes if they're by the waterfront. But when you see them away from the waterfront, I'm seeing most of those being second, third homes for buyers who have multiple properties and want to have one in our town of Greenwich.
So, guys, is this an exciting time to be in your field, or is it stressful, or is it both? And are you irritated by, do you remember there was an influx of people when everyone became a real estate agent?
Yes.
What happened to them? What happened to all my buddies' wives who became real estate agents?
They're here.
They're here
with
it.
Us, and we're all.
You're all getting along well.
We are. We're all graying together. You know, it's a stressful time.
All right.
It's a stressful time, but they're there. We're here working our tails off, trying to make things happen. Because you know, for every sale, most times you've got 8 or 9 agents, right, experienced and new, putting bids in, and so we're out there working our tails off, trying to make it happen. So it is stressful. Normally, we have a lot more inventory to work with. But we're making do with what we can. And what this spells out is an opportunity for sellers who, if they are so inclined and want to go in the market, can do really well right now. So, yeah, it's interesting for sure.
I have to tell you, the impact that you guys have on people's lives is, it could go on for decades, for better or for worse. Mm-hmm. You know, I made a purchase one time that it took me about 20 years to get out of. And I, to this day, when I see the real estate agent, she runs the other way. I think she's in Costa Rica now, I think. But
oh, no.
It's hard. You know what I mean? But you just never know how the market's going to go. So we just try and give our clients the best advice and the best options and direction for the market that we're in.
Yeah.
Tell them, hey, there's no guarantees. And then, yes, stuff like your experience happens. But you always want to be part of the ones where people have a good experience and just have a great home for that period of time, no matter how long they're in it.
Isn't that the truth? And I consider myself so lucky. I ended up in a home in Fairfield County right before COVID. Timing is everything, right?
Timing is everything. Well done. Yes, exactly.
All right. Anything else we need to know about? Because this is always an important segment during the week with you guys.
I think we've covered the nuts and bolts.
All right.
It's an opportunity for sellers, but yeah. Go ahead, Stace.
If I can make one note just about the importance of the multiple listing service in all of this.
The MLS.
I think it's a little, you know, I think people don't really recognize the work that that's doing to make sure that there is a fair marketplace for consumers, buyers, and sellers alike. Sellers benefit from more exposure by putting their home into the MLS, and we're seeing many of those properties that are going into the MLS are then going for at or above ask because they're getting multiple offers. And the only way to do that is to make sure that you get the biggest buyer pool possible. And then buyers make sure that know that they're seeing all of the inventory and they're not, you know, there isn't any anything being held back from them. So really, I just would encourage both buyers and sellers to be utilizing the MLS and with the help of their real estate agent in the process, because you will get the greatest result as a result.
Open houses, worth it or not worth it?
Depends. Motivated buyers always find their way in. So I still think it gives you an opportunity to get some people who are, you know, just getting they're dipping their toe in and want to come in and take a look on a Sunday.
Tire kickers, right?
Yes. But you know what? They kick tires before they buy something, and maybe it's a chance to kind of meet them and help them get, you know, used to the market. But by and large, are the motivated buyers already, you know, have an agent and have their ducks in a row. So can't, you know, overstate that. But, hey, more exposure is always better, and open house is part of that. So it can always help.
I can't thank you guys enough. This is like a master class in real estate. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting us chat.
All right. Stacy Lowe, Brian Amon, Greenwich Realtor Association.